Boris' advisor squashed plan to delay real Brexit concocted while he and Prime Minister had COVID. By Jack Montgomery on May 24, 2020. Boris Johnson's under-fire chief advisor Dominic Cummings squashed a plan to delay Britain's true Brexit day, which was all but agreed while he and the Prime Minister were laid out on their sickbeds. Cummings, resented by much of the media establishment and the deep state for his role in the Vote Leave campaign and open disdain for journalists and bureaucrats, is currently the subject of a media circus over allegations he broke lockdown rules by traveling from London to Durham so his family could look after his young child if he and his wife were incapacitated by their coronavirus infections. Much to journalists' chagrin, Boris Johnson has elected to stand by Cummings, saying he acted responsibly, legally, and with integrity, causing anti-Cummings commentators such as Piers Morgan of Good Morning Britain to demand that state officials scour his personal data for evidence of potential wrongdoing. Less extensively reported is the fact that, on recovering from the Chinese virus, one of Cummings' first was to squash a plan concocted by underlings while he and the Prime Minister were laid low to delay Britain's true Brexit day. Technically, the United Kingdom has already left the European Union, but it remains in a so-called transition period in which it remains subject to the bloc's laws, trade policy, judges, and migration regime, effectively EU membership in all but name, but minus representation in EU institutions such as the Commission and the Court of Justice. Remainers had seen the coronavirus as an opportunity to extend this transition, currently due to expire in December 2020. And apparently a plan to do so had been all but agreed at official level while Johnson and his advisor were out of action. A deal to extend the transition in light of the pandemic had been all but agreed at official level, reported Jeremy Warner, the Remain voting assistant editor of the Daily Telegraph, in an article published earlier in May. The EU was to have spared the UK's blushes by proposing it, rather than the other way around. This would have allowed the UK government to present the concession as a favour to the EU, rather than a climb down, he explained. But then Dominic Cummings, the Prime Minister's chief advisor, returned and the plan, concocted by underlings while he and Boris Johnson were laid out on their sickbeds, was scuppered, he lamented. The ongoing efforts to oust the Brexiteer by elements of the press on both the liberal left and the liberal right have been criticized by some viewers as partisan and motivated by his perceived failure to play ball with lobby correspondents who have hitherto relied on access to government ministers for much of their work. For example, social media users have observed that reporters hounding him for the alleged dangerousness of his journey to Durham were crowding him and each other in large numbers while making no effort to observe social distancing and not even wearing masks outside his house. A sign with an electronic billboard playing official stay-at-home messaging driven to Cummings' home by the anti-Brexit activist group led by Donkeys may also have been flouting the lockdown rules the advisor is alleged to have broken. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.